Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Your Mind Matters podcast. It's a beautiful day. I'm coming to you live from the coziest corner in my house. If on my big comfy couch, this is where I perch up to read a book. I like to snuggle with Winnie over here. And today I was just in a cozy, comfy mood. So decided this is where I'm going to record the podcast instead of sitting at my desk, which is what I normally do. Today we are talking about the ins and outs of fall. I wanted to do kind of a lighthearted episode because last week was really heavy, not only on the information, but just kind of what's been going on in my head. And I want to kind of get in the mood for fall. So over the last week, I've been making a list on my phone in my notes app of things that are in and out for the fall, whether that's my daily practices, habits. Most of them are not mental health focused, but just things that make me feel good. And then obviously the outs list are things that I'm kind of ditching, shedding for the fall and putting behind me, things that don't really serve me anymore. Some of them are mental health related. Some of them are just fun little silly things or habits that I had that are no longer serving me that I want to leave in the summer season. Hopefully this gives you a little inspo. I love doing these ins and outs lists, and I highly recommend you do these. This is mine for October, but generally the season of fall, and I like to make these every month or so, just kind of a little check-in with myself of like things that I've really been enjoying or things that I want to do more of or things I haven't done at all that I want to try, and things that I've just noticed aren't really serving me anymore. We are going to start with the outs because I want to end the podcast on a good note, and there's many more ins for fall than there are outs. So my first out of fall is being over caffeinated. I have found myself, especially as the weather's gotten a little bit colder, drinking like 2 to 3 caffeinated beverages a day, which is just not good. I'm typically a 1 coffee a day in the morning girly. I think it's just because I'm craving more warm things, which we'll get into when we get into the in list, but I've just noticed that I've been over-caffeinated, which when I drink too much caffeine, my hunger cues are really off and I don't eat enough, and then I just feel kind of lethargic and gross. So overall, over-caffeination is out. I'm getting back to my 1 coffee a day, and then I got this Tulsi and Ashwagandha tea from Sprouts last week, and it is heavenly. Like, I can't even explain to you guys how good it is. Loving it. I think that I'm going to order like a little tea kettle from Amazon because boiling my water for my tea on the stove is just taking far too long, and I've really been enjoying tea. I want to get more into it in the fall winter season. So over caffeination is out, and when I find myself craving those things, I'm grabbing for a decaffeinated warm drink like tea. The next thing on my out list is spending money on things you already have multiples of. So I literally went into my phone. I've been a big list girly recently. I went into my phone and I made a list of things that I absolutely do not need to buy. And I'm going to find the list so I can read it to you and give you guys an example of like the things that I don't need any more of. Let's see, where is it at here? The title of this note is things I, in caps, do not need more of, dash, aka don't buy these. So these are all of my like things that I've got too much of in my closet, things that I like to buy, but I already have way more than enough of, and I don't need to like keep filling it up. Most of these are clothes, but t-shirts, so like your oversized t-shirts, fleece shorts, I kind of went on a fleece short rampage this summer, yoga pants, have enough of those, sweatshirts, have way more than enough of those, dresses, mainly because I don't wear them. Sometimes I see a dress I like and I'm like, that's super cute, but I deep down inside know I will never wear it, doesn't matter how cute it is, so dresses are no. Overalls, I picked up quite a few this summer, don't need any more of those, they're really trendy this fall. I personally really like them, but I find when there's like something that I really like, I want more and more and more and more of them, just so like I can have them in all the colors and all the styles and all the sizes. Like, I don't need any more. Overalls are on that list. Next on my do not buy list, foundation / skin tints. I am a hoe for a well-branded, well-packaged, well-marketed skin tint or foundation. I don't like anything that's like full coverage, but I just love a good like lightweight skin tint. My favorite right now is Ilia, but like if I go into Sephora If the packaging catches my eye, you betcha it's in my cart. So that's my list of things I don't need to buy. And last but not least, books. This one's kind of hard because I do belong to Book of the Month Club. So I do get new books every month. But because of that, I don't need to be going to the bookstore and buying more books. I just love to buy books. I don't know what it is. There's just like a serious dopamine hit I get in a bookstore, and I need to stop buying books. So I highly recommend making that list for yourself, because spending money on things that you already have enough of is out for the fall. Next out, scrolling on TikTok. Don't get me wrong, I love TikTok. I've learned so much. I think it's a great social media platform, but it is designed to be addictive to our brains. They're giving us little tiny hits of dopamine, but because you never know what you're going to get, it's kind of designed for us to go back and want more and more. And as soon as you close out the app, it's probably the first app you'll open when you get on your phone next. So less scrolling on TikTok, and how I'm combating this is there's actually a way to go into TikTok. I don't think I can open my app while I'm recording the podcast, but if you go into your TikTok account and do a little searching around under settings and privacy, you can actually turn on this feature that will send you a notification, or like a notification will pop up on your screen after you've been on the app for X amount of time. So I have mine set for 10 minutes. So once I've been scrolling for 10 minutes, this thing pops up and says, hey, take a break. You've been scrolling for 10 minutes. And that's kind of my cue to get off my app, set my phone down, and go do something. It's just making me a little bit more mindful, because I know I have been on TikTok and felt like I've been scrolling for 15 minutes and an hour and a half has passed. And it's just not a great way to spend my time. It doesn't make me feel great. There's a time and a place for TikTok, but it's not all day, every day. And I found that the timer has really helped. Next out for fall is not cleaning your space before you go to bed. This is something I'm really big on, and I've kind of let it slip recently because I've been getting cozied up on the couch with Tristan when we watch TV, and then one of us or both of us will fall asleep. And then I don't pick up after us before we go to bed, but I like to pick up Winnie's toys off the floor. I like to have all the dishes either in the dishwasher, in the dishwasher running, or hand wash them out of the sink on the drying rack before I go to bed, wipe the countertops down, just take care of any of the little stuff that's like a quick pickup or a quick cleanup. You don't need to be like vacuuming and dusting your house every night before you go to bed, but I highly recommend doing that because it just makes me feel so much better in the morning when I wake up, because I do work from home. Like if I wake up to a messy house, it's like a roadblock in me getting my day started, because I feel like I have to clean everything. And then by the time everything's cleaned up, I feel exhausted and I don't really feel at all motivated to start my day. So not cleaning up your space and leaving it a mess before you go to bed is out. You gotta clean that shit up, and your future self will thank you the following morning when you wake up to a nice clean apartment or a house or just a bedroom. If you have roommates and you just want to keep your personal space clean and not clean up after them, listen, I've been there before. I've had messy roommates before and it drove me nuts. Set boundaries, make sure that they are, you know, carrying their weight in the house. And I'm straying from my point here. The point is, don't leave your space messy before you go to bed. If you have roommates, you know, handle that accordingly, but keep your own personal belongings and space as clean as you can before you go to bed. It will just make you feel 100 times better when you wake up in the morning. I speak from personal experience. My next out for fall is self-help books. I don't know, I've had a really sour taste in my mouth about self-help books the past year or so. They're really hard for me to read. I used to read self-help books like it was my job. And I think I'm a little burnt out on them. I think most of them are very, very generic. There are a handful of them that I really like and would recommend, but for the most part, they're just giving you super generic advice. They're probably gonna make you feel a little bit bad about yourself and give you some unattainable, actionable things to do that you're just gonna feel like shit about when you don't get them done. So self-help books are out for me. I've been reading a lot of historical fiction, a lot of science fiction. I just love a good fiction book, or even like a memoir or an autobiography. Like read something about someone's life that might inspire you, but I don't really like books that are just like trying to tell you how to change your life and live differently than you are right now. Again, there are a handful of them that I think are helpful. The biggest self-help book, which it's not even really a self-help book, it's more of like a spiritual guidance book, is called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. That is like the one and only that I would truly recommend. I also like the book, but again, it's not a self-help book. It's more of like a mindfulness book. It's called Wherever You Go, There You Are by John Kabat-Zinn. I'm not sure which order it goes in, but that is a fantastic book as well. Those are the two and only two quote-unquote self-help books, even though I wouldn't qualify them as such, that I would recommend you read if you're looking for a little kick in the pants, a little bit of inspiration to kind of move your life in the right direction. But I just don't believe in spending my money on self-help books anymore. They're not as helpful as they are marketed to be. And my last out for fall, this one's like kind of personal, but I did want to talk about it because I've been a little bit more open about this on Instagram since we moved to Colorado and it's legal here. But out for me is smoking every day. I have been smoking weed, marijuana, THC, pot, whatever you want to call it, pretty much every day since my sophomore year of college, which was 4.5, almost 5 years now. And it's just done a number on me. I mean, I've gone through phases where I'm a lot more dependent on it than other times, and I use it as a coping mechanism. And I've talked to my therapist about this a lot, but recently I kind of had like a moment of panic and anxiety attack. I wouldn't call it a panic attack, but it was verging on a panic attack. How about that? And it was kind of a little come to Jesus moment for me of like, listen, I can't be doing this every day. It's really putting me in a paranoid and anxious mindset. It makes me think bad things about myself. It's not helping me progress in the way I want to. And so the big thing that I'm working on is not smoking when I'm by myself, but I am home all day and it's like really, it's a tempting thing for me. So I've put it away in the basement and I've smoked a couple times since, but only in the company of other people. Every once in a while I'll smoke with Tristan in the evening or if I'm with a friend or anything like that and I'm in a good headspace, but I really have to be more mindful about it. So smoking every day is out for me. And that includes edibles and like all of those things. I'm just not consuming THC every single day like I have been for years and years and years. And you know what? I don't think marijuana is a horrible substance. It's helped me a lot in the past. And it's been a big part of my social life for the past 4 or 5 years. However, I'm just getting to a point where I don't need it all the time. I feel like it brings me down a few levels most of the time, and just using it in a more social situation, like when I'm with my boyfriend or my friends, and using it more mindfully and not overdoing it and not just doing it because I'm bored or I'm by myself or it might be a little bit fun for like 5 minutes and then I hate myself for doing it. It's just out. I'm not doing it anymore. And that is that on that. Moving on to my ins for fall and the month of October more specifically. This list is a little bit longer, but I'm feeling confident in it. And I'm like, really, I'm looking at it right now and I'm just proud of like what I'm calling into my life this month. Okay, starting off with one that is a little bit, I don't want to say gimmicky, but I see the way that it's like kind of marketed towards people, but I'm gonna vouch for it here. In for fall and the month of October, ginger shots. They're super warming in the morning. They're obviously really good for your gut health. Just your body as a whole, they're anti-inflammatory. Bonus points if you put a little turmeric in it, but ginger shots are in because they're very warming. And recently, we've been sleeping with the windows open because it's officially colder outside than what we were keeping the air conditioning at. So I wake up, I'm a little chilly, I'm not gonna lie. I gotta put a robe on and some slippers. But a ginger shot will wake you right up and really get you going in the morning. And it's a really good way to start your day with like a little bit of water, a ginger shot, and then coffee like 30 to 40 minutes after I wake up. Also another thing, this isn't on my list, but it's a spur of the moment, add in getting sunshine first thing in the morning, especially in the winter months. You better be taking your vitamin D3. I don't need to put that on the in list. Everyone listening to this podcast, if you are not taking vitamin D3 in the winter months, I don't know what you're doing. You need to be doing it. I don't care if you live in Colorado like me and it is sunny 360 days a year, whatever the statistic is. I don't know, but you better be taking your vitamin D3. However, nothing will replace getting actual natural sunlight. And I'm sure you've seen videos on your TikTok For You page because I've seen about 110 of them, but getting sunlight on your face, facing the sun first thing in the morning, obviously I don't need to tell you not to stare into the sun, but I just face the sun with my eyes closed. I take like 10 to 20 really, really deep breaths just as I let Winnie out in the morning as she's going to the bathroom and just really feeling that warmth and light on your face. It's super good for your circadian rhythm. I bet you if you do it every day consistently for 10 days, you will feel like you're sleeping better. You will get sleepy at proper times. You won't like be up all night. You'll be sleeping through the night. It's just a fabulous, fabulous thing to do. So ginger shots and sunshine when you first wake up in the morning are my first two ins for fall. Next, this one's a little personal, but camping. I'm going camping this weekend and I have another trip planned at the end of the month to Southern Colorado. I know it's like later in the year, but I am just so excited to wake up in like a chilly tent wrapped up in my sleeping bag on a cold fall morning, crunchy leaves under my feet when I walk outside, campfires at night, going camping, bundling up, wearing like super cute warm clothes. I'm so excited for all of the layering that is coming this fall. Like, I am just so excited about it. Even if you don't live somewhere where you can go like, you know, out into the wilderness, like I can here in Colorado. When I was growing up, my dad used to put the tent up in our backyard and like my friends would come sleep over. I think that would be such a fun thing to do as an adult. Just like set up a tent in your backyard, invite some of your little friends over. You can make s'mores and like just hang out around the campfire and have some fun. I think it would be a really great way to honor your inner child, have some fun with your friends, and it's like a great fun thing to do on a weekend. It doesn't require a lot of planning. I mean, obviously you need a tent, but like tents aren't ridiculously expensive. And if you live in some place warm, maybe you could just sleep in your backyard like under the stars. That would be so fun. But something about fall just makes me want to go camping and sit around a campfire, have a little bonfire moment. Oh, I'm just so excited. And if you guys want to see where I'm going this weekend for my camping trip, it's someplace I've never been before. In the state of Colorado, I'm going with my best friend and one of my college roommates. Well, I mean, that sounds like they're two people. She is my best friend and she used to be my college roommate. She lives here in Denver as well. And we are going somewhere very exciting and I will definitely be posting about it on Instagram so you guys can check that out over there. But camping is in for fall. And if you can't go camping, then just like camping energy is in for fall. Like have your friends over, have a little bonfire moment, and just, you know, enjoy some time in the great outdoors as it gets a little chillier out. I know it's harder to do because you can't wear like shorts and a tank top, but bundle up. It's not cold outside. If you're dressed appropriately for the weather, you shouldn't be cold. My next in for the fall time is spooky books. And these don't necessarily have to be like Halloween themed books, but like a good murder mystery. I just finished Then She Was Gone last night. So good. Verity would be a really good spooky book to read. The Golden Couple, not necessarily spooky, but mystery. What else have I read in the last year? Circe, I'm not pronouncing that right, I don't think, but it's spelled C-I-R-C-E, and it's about like Greek mythology and stuff, but it's a really good fictional book. That's a great book for Halloween time. Ugh, just like all the spooky books, anything that's a little like bone chilling and has you on the edge of your seat, a good page turner, a mystery. Ugh, I've just been loving mystery books lately, and I think that they're this is the best time of year to read them. Again, even if they're not about Halloween or like Halloween themed, it's a good way to get in the spooky mood. I'm not a big Halloween girly. I don't like dressing up. It makes me feel really goofy. I feel embarrassed. This is something that I started experiencing like when I was in college. I loved Halloween as a kid, but the older I get, it's just kind of corny to me. I love seeing other people dress up, but me personally, it's just not for me. And so I've tried to find other ways to get myself in the Halloween spooky mood, and recently it's been spooky books. I'm not a big movie gal, however, I do want to watch a few Halloween themed movies, not scary movies. I'm opting out of the scary movies this year. They give me too much physical anxiety. Like, I can't sleep well after I watch them, and it's just too much, even though I know it's TV and it's not real. Your body doesn't know the difference, and so spooky movies are not it for me this year. That can go on the out list. Spooky movies are out. Or not spooky movies, but scary movies. I don't want to be like, I don't know, like sweaty palms, heart rate up. It's just not for me. I'm not doing it this year, but I have been loving a good spooky book. Next on the in list, warm meals and eating seasonally. If you need some inspo, I've been much better about posting my meals on Instagram, but I've just been loving a good warm meal. I'm going to give you guys the recipe for what I made last night because it was my best dinner to date. Literally so good. So you do pearled couscous, cook it like you're supposed to, like whatever the directions say on the box. And then I roasted butternut squash and chopped up Brussels sprouts at 425 in the oven for like, it was like 25 minutes for the Brussels sprouts, closer to 40 minutes for the butternut squash. And before you put them in the oven, you slice a lemon in half and you put it on the pan, like both halves of the lemon on the pan, so the lemon roasts as well. And you'll save that for later with the dressing. And then I also made chicken, which my favorite way to make chicken recently. It's the least handling I have to do because touching raw meat really makes me nauseous. I literally just put it in a bowl, a little bit of olive oil, half a packet of taco seasoning, shake it up, toss it in the air fryer. It'll be done in about 15 minutes. It's absolutely delicious. I don't know what temperature I cook it on, probably 375. There's just a chicken button on my air fryer. So we've got pearled couscous, roasted butternut squash, Brussels sprouts, and chicken. That's the base. And then I chopped up chives and parsley, sprinkled that on top, as well as some pumpkin seeds and feta cheese. And that is the bowl. And then for the dressing, you do apple cider vinegar, squeeze out those lemons that you just roasted, but make sure they're not too hot before you squeeze them because you don't want to burn your hands. Olive oil, salt, pepper, whole seed, whole grain. I think it's whole grain mustard. I think that's what it's called. Whole grain mustard? Sure. That's what it is. Mix it all up. Shake it up. Oh, and a little bit of maple syrup in there as well. It gives a little sweetness. Mix it all up. Pour it over the bowl. Holy crap. Especially if you eat it fresh, like warm couscous. Oh my God. It was heavenly. And I've been cooking for Tristan a lot more recently, and he said it's the best meal I've made him since we moved in together, which is a huge compliment. So highly recommend warm foods, eating seasonally. If you don't know what eating seasonally means, a quick Google search will tell you what vegetables, what fruit, basically what produce is in season. Oftentimes it's more locally grown, so it's a little bit fresher, a little bit better for you. But things like root vegetables, sweet potatoes, carrots, what else? I don't know if Brussels sprouts are technically in season for fall and winter, but that's okay. I'm eating them anyway. Lots of squash, pumpkin, stuff like that is very in season this time of year. And it's just so nourishing. Like, I just felt so warm and good and nourished last night after my meal. Absolutely loved it. Another big, like, seasonal eating thing this time of year is apples. If you can find some local Honey Crisp apples, girl, you better jump on it. Cut those up and dip them in some sunflower seed butter. Oh my God, it is to die for. I've been having that every day as a snack. It is literally so good. Highly recommend. But just eating seasonally, eating a little bit more locally. If you have a local farmer's market, check that out on the weekends. Just grab a couple things and try to add them into your meals. They will feel so good. You will feel so nourished and full and energized afterwards. I've just been loving it. And like I said, warm meals. It's about to be soup season. Honestly, I would say soup season is here. And I'm just really excited about it. All the warm foods, they just make me feel so good. Next in for the fall is going to the park. I have been going to the park every day with Winnie, different parks around us. There's tons of little parks here in Colorado, but finding like a big open field, preferably one that's like a public park, so it's like, you know, they mow the lawn and whatever. But just taking a blanket, taking a book. I've been taking my yoga bolster with me as like a little pillow. Blanket, book, dog if you have one, and something for them to play fetch with. But we have just been spending like an hour or so a day at the park every single day getting some vitamin D. I tend to go like later in the afternoon, early evening, but it's finally cool enough outside that I don't have to be wearing a tank top and shorts in order not to sweat. Like, I have pants and a sweatshirt on today. Went and laid out at the park. It was glorious. I didn't sweat one bit. There's a nice chill in the air, getting some fresh air, getting some sunshine. Great to exercise your pet, to just take him to the park, let him run around. Obviously be mindful of like cars and other people around, but Winnie's pretty good just on voice commands with staying near me and just, you know, hanging out. But highly, highly recommend taking yourself to the park, even if it's once a week. It's just really nice to get outside, get away from your house, and get some fresh air. Another in for fall is going out to dinner once a week, whether it's with a friend or a partner or a group of friends, but having an intentional meal with somebody else where you are sitting down across the table from one another, looking each other face to face. You could do this by cooking at home, but I think that allows for more distractions to like get up from the table and tend to something in your home, or your friend to do that in their home. I like the idea of going out to eat. It doesn't have to be anything super expensive. Maybe you could combine this one with the last one and get food and like go to the park and hang out. But having a present and intentional meal with somebody that you love, could be a sibling, your parents, your partner, your friends, whoever. It's just been a really nice way for me to feel reconnected with the people that mean the most to me. Tristan and I have been doing this. We're not big like restaurant people, but we've just moved this summer to a different location in a suburb of Colorado, and there's a lot of cute little towns nearby with fun little restaurants and downtown areas. So we've been kind of checking out different places, and it's been really nice to just sit down. I mean, we eat dinner together every single night when we cook, but it's not the same as like somebody making food for you and bringing it to the table while you just sit and chat with your partner or your friends or whoever. And it's just been a really, really nice experience. So one intentional meal with a loved one at least once a week is in for the fall for me. And my last in for the fall is having a bedtime. This kind of goes hand in hand with like the getting the sun in the morning because it will help with your circadian rhythm. Also, I'm sorry, Winnie is sleeping on the couch next to me and she just snored really loud. But pick a time, a realistic time. Don't tell yourself you're going to bed at like 8:30. That's a little bit too early for most people. I try to be in bed by 10 and asleep by 10:30. And that usually includes a couple chapters in my book once I get in bed to kind of get myself in a sleepy headspace, especially on days when I'm not feeling sleepy because I have been over caffeinating and it's been a little bit harder for me to fall asleep at night. But having a bedtime, sticking to it, even if it's just a week, if you pair a regular bedtime with morning sunlight, I guarantee you your sleep will be better, even just a little bit, if not significantly, because I know everyone has different sleeping habits and patterns. But if you can do that, I'm sure that it will make you feel better, more well-rested, and ready to take on the day with more energy than you had before when you were having sporadic bedtimes and not getting sunlight first thing in the morning. All right, guys, that is it for my fall ins and outs of the season list. Hopefully this episode wasn't too choppy. There have been a ton of cars, loud cars driving by. A plane just went overhead. It's been a little bit noisy. I've had to stop and pause until they pass. So hopefully when I edit this, it's not too choppy as you're listening to it. I hope you guys enjoyed this fun, lighthearted episode. I really enjoyed coming up with this concept. This is not new. I didn't come up with this concept, but coming up with my own list rather and sharing it with you all, giving you my takes on what's in and out for the fall season. Hopefully this inspires you to make your own little ins and outs list of what you want to call in this season, what you want to leave behind. I just think it's a really fun way to kind of set your intention for the fall season. I think reflecting on my list, my intention for the fall is to just connect with my inner child a little bit more through reading books and going to the park, going camping, spending more time outside, just doing things that make me feel a little bit more light and playful, and things that I did a lot of as a kid that brought me a lot of joy, calling those things back into my life. So that's my intention for the fall season. I hope this inspires you to set your own and make your own little lists. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please, 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 it would mean so much if you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you are listening to this. Thank you all so much for giving me your time today. I look forward to sitting down and chatting with you every week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.